Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Now you're welcome back. Christmas is, of course, a great time to finally get stuck into that book that's been on your to-read list for months. And if you use your local library, you can read multiple books for free, of course. Now, the library network across the country is accessible all over the festive season via the BorrowBox app and the My Open Library network. An awful lot of people don't know simply about these things. I'm joined on the line by Tracy McEnany, who's an executive librarian with Waterford Libraries. Good evening to you, Tracy.
Happy Christmas to you, Cormac and Sarah. How are ye?
Happy Christmas and happy reading Christmas to you over Christmas. And I hope you get an awful lot of customers into your doors in the next few days. It's a great time of year to use the local library, Tracy, isn't it?
It's a fantastic time to use your local library. Any time of year is a fantastic time. But what a lot of people don't know is membership is free. There are no fines. So if you've got a 12-year-old book under the bed, bring it back to us and we won't even batter an eyelid. All our libraries are interconnected. So if you're visiting your mother in Donegal, you can go into the library in Donegal, borrow there and bring it back to us here in Waterford, and vice versa, Dublin, Cork, Donegal. And there's 330 libraries across Ireland and they're all one network. But that means that you're talking about 12 million items for free you can get from your local library. And wow. Now, and it's not just books. Like books, yeah, we have the books. We have the DVDs. We have the study spaces. We've got the e-magazines. We've got the newspapers. Like Press Reader is fantastic. Like Press Reader is newspapers and magazines from all over the world, and you can translate them into 21 different languages. So there's something for everybody
in your
local library.
Do you know something? I must admit, and I use the library and the libraries when I'm at home as well, that point about using a library that's not in your home, say, when you're away. And by the way, it wasn't like that once upon a time. So that's a huge addition. But the BorrowBox app, I must admit, I don't know much about the BorrowBox app.
Oh, no, the BorrowBox app. To tell you the truth, we had one man in today. He brought us in a box of chocolates, but we don't see him from one year to the next. He comes in once a year now. He'll renew his card and he will use the BorrowBox app. And I must admit, I'm using the BorrowBox an awful lot. And I noticed last month, in November, 1/5 of our issues were on our e-services. But the BorrowBox app is, you join your local library for free, and you come into them and say, I want to use BorrowBox. We say, great. You get a 4-digit PIN number, whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're joining your local library, all you do is, you can join up online, but you have to come in and present yourself into the library with your photographic ID. But usually a driver's license would do that for you, right? On the BorrowBox, you've got free ebooks and free audiobooks. So if you're doing that really long journey from Waterford to Donegal, which is maybe 5 hours, you can be listening to an audiobook. And I've got a really good audiobook that'll get you 5.5 hours up the road and don't stop. Don't even know toilet breaks.
What is it?
And it's Ragnar Jonasson, The Darkness. And that's only about 5.5 hours long. And that's that's a thriller. That's it's a series, a three in a series, and it's by Hildur Hermannstrom. But it's really, it's fantastic.
Sorry, could you say that name for me again? Sorry, I'm taking a note.
it's Ragnar, R-A-G-N-A-R, Jonasson, J-O-N-A-S-S-O-N. And the first one is called The Darkness.
Okay.
And that is only 5.5 hours long, right? But the good thing about these are all free. And people are, we are reading loads of books now. And if you're not a great reader, I'm a kind of a slow reader. So I love audiobooks altogether. Now, another book I'm going to give you, actually, Sarah, right? If someone's listening to this and they say they haven't got a present bought for their loved one this year, right? This is what you're going to buy them. Buy them Lessons in Chemistry. Now, of course, you can get it on the BorrowBox free with Waterford Libraries or Libraries Ireland. But Lessons in Chemistry, it's a feel-good book. It's by Bonnie Garmus. She's a debut novelist. It's set in the 60s. It's about Elizabeth Zlot is a single parent and she becomes a star of a cooking show. But what she really wants to do is work in a lab and teach chemistry. So she combines her love of chemistry and cooking. And it's, this should be a film. This is absolutely a really, really brilliant book. Another one I absolutely love is the John Boyne one, All the Broken Places. This, again, if you got this under your stocking, under the tree at Christmas time, you would love that person a little bit more.
Okay.
It's the follow-up to The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas. And so All the Broken Places, really, really good. Totally miserable, but really brilliant all at the same time. And and another one, and this is on Borrow Box. This is only 116 pages long, right? It was shortlisted for the Booker Prize. This is the Claire Keegan book, Small Things Like These. She was recently in Tramore Library doing a reading for us. She's great, and she leaves a lot unsaid. So like her one line, there's about four lines in that one line. So
I love books like that, because it just it just allows you, your imagination to run, and you're not quite sure if your interpretation is right, but it gives so much room for you in the book, I find, when authors are like that. I didn't know about the Borrow Books. That's amazing, because I've been using Audible and spending money on credits and everything.
No,
so this is great news.
What you do is you go on to Borrow Box and see what's available on the Borrow Box, right? Now, if it's not available on the Borrow Box, you can go to Audible, right? But what a little tip for you is, I search for things on Borrow Box and I kind of go, oh, it's not there. Then I go search for it the next day, and surprise, surprise, it is there. So there, and then you can also reserve it, so you can have a wish list as well. So you can reserve items and it'll come up and say it's available on your Borrow Box. And another little tip is, sometimes they might say, oh, it mightn't be in for 2023 or February, right? But then all of a sudden it'll just pop up in your
inbox. All you need to do to access that then is make sure you have your library card, basically, or your library membership, and then you can download this app.
Your library membership. Library membership has to be up to date. You have to get a PIN number. You have to present yourself in the library or come into us. We'd be delighted to see you in anyway, right? And then you can start using, you download the Borrow Box app, and all you need that is your library card number, which is on your card, and your PIN number, and then away you go.
But at that point you made, it'll keep people away from the libraries though, Tracy, won't it?
Hey, it's all about sharing the love. This is what it is. At Christmas time, we want to share the love. We want to share all our e-services. We're so busy anyway with what we're doing between the activator polls, the study spaces, the events, the author readings. We had 80 people in the library last night, and we were working on a project for people writing their memoirs, A Gift for You. That was a great success. And it's just, we want to get everybody reading in Ireland, and everybody should be a member of their local library.
Because, you know, the other thing you have, Tracy, which you didn't mention, is the expertise, which you've just so aptly displayed to us here with your recommendations. But that's I find that really useful for children, because my little guy, for example, finished a series that he was reading, and I was walking around, I didn't know what to pick out for him next. And we asked the librarian, and she was so helpful with a whole load of different options that are similar to the type that he had liked, you know, that I wouldn't have known where to start.
Anybody who's listening now, get them reading early. We have story time here on Friday at 10:30 with Jess, of course. But we've got the little board books. But you can't keep your children in books, because they're just so, you know, you'll be broke. But it's just that you've got the board books, you've got the big picture books, you've got the Julie Donaldson, you've got anything. Like, it's just so, and then they can also get ideas in the library as well. And again, the recommendations from the librarians to help them, guide them on what to read next.
Can I just ask you finally, did you ever think of a career change, Tracy? You don't seem to be into books or libraries much.
You should be doing a podcast on books.
Yeah. No, come here. Oh, I have got the best job in Ireland, and I live, work and play in the best place in Ireland, Waterford. You cannot beat it. I'm going down now at 9 o'clock. We have fireworks on the quay, and
I heard it's great. I did hear it's great for Christmas. All right. The Jaisha is lucky to have you, Tracy.
Thank you. Good advice,
Tracy McNally, executive librarian with Waterford Libraries. Thank you very much indeed.